every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Welcome. You're listening to Sports Econ 101, the show where we discuss sports topics from a business perspective. I'm your host, Edward Brown, along with my co-host, Russell Jackman. Mike McDowd is off on assignment today. At each commercial break, we are going to ask a trivia question. We've got some miscellaneous ones here. Let's see. TV, movie, and music. That's pretty fun. Okay.
I participate in all three of those things.
Well, yes, you do. Let's see. In the next segment, we're going to talk, this is just our little intro, but we'll talk Seahawks dominating the Pats, a little basketball. I got a couple of comments about the Bad Bunny halftime show, which will surprise you, actually, because, you know, people know me, and my attitude is, you know, Donald Trump, he's too liberal for me. So you'll be interested to
hear. We don't want to talk about it on this show, or we'll never talk about sports.
That's true.
At all.
But the thing is, you know me well enough now.
I got a bridge in Greenland I'd like to sell you.
Yeah. I like that. Okay. Yeah, I remember they were talking about that years ago. And everyone, of course, everyone thought they called it Seward's Folly for buying Alaska. Turned out to be not so much of a folly.
You got to buy something that's for sale.
That is true.
But the first law of economics is you can only buy things that are actually for sale.
That's right. I think what they're going to do, they're going to liberate the Greenlanders from Denmark.
They don't want to be liberated.
You know what? We'll
on the show. Yes.
All right. And then let's see. What do you want to talk about when we get back so we can tell the audience so that not to go anywhere?
Well, obviously, we got to talk about the Super Bowl, and I want to – talk about who was maybe the biggest loser on Sunday Patriot? Night.
Okay.
Yeah, it might not be just the Patriots.
Uh-oh. I hope it wasn't you for betting.
No, I didn't bet on it. I don't bet on sports. You know that.
Your fantasy football's over. Okay. All right.
Yeah, that's not a bet.
Sports Econ will be right back. Don't.
Palio Restaurant's been the premier Italian restaurant serving downtown San Francisco since 1990. Palio features fine Italian fare and a Wine Spectator award-winning wine list, so there's no surprise it's been voted best Italian restaurant in the SF Weekly this year. Palio has consistently been voted one of the best restaurants in San Francisco by San Francisco locals. Palio's been in business for over 30 years and recently went through a complete remodel. Our guests can expect to receive the same excellence in food and service that has sustained us for over 30 years in a brand new and more modern space. Our 250-plus seat restaurant includes seating in four distinct spaces, making social distancing while dining easy in our establishment. All precautions are taken by staff to ensure a safe dining experience. Open Monday through Saturdays. Reservations are recommended. Visit paliosf.com to view our menus and make a reservation today.
Voted Best Natural Hot Springs in Calistoga by Travel and Leisure magazine, Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs has been providing wellness, relaxation, and good times since 1952. Rooted in Calistoga's rich history, a new spa garden and outdoor living reveals why Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs is the place to stay. Come visit us in beautiful Calistoga and experience our special mud baths and healing mineral waters. It's no wonder USA Today voted Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs as the best wine country hotel. You won't find a more relaxing time than staying in our exquisite rooms and experiencing the awesome spa temperature mineral springs. Call 707-942-4102 or visit drwilkinson.com. That's drwilkinson.com.
The Elk Cove Inn, voted number one of 77 bed and breakfasts in Mendocino County, invites you to explore one of the most romantic boutique hotels on the Northern California coast. This one-of-a-kind ocean view inn is part bed and breakfast, part homestead and sustainable farm. The Elk Cove Inn goes above and beyond to offer a home away from home experience with unpretentious comfort, complete amenities, beautiful gardens and grounds, breakfast in bed, fine dining experience, and a day spa. Be prepared to relax, unwind, and recharge. Our spectacular ocean view rooms and cottages welcome you with a gift basket, champagne, and delicious breakfast. Enjoy the afternoon with a bonfire, wine, cheese, and games. A favorite for romantic getaways, the Elk Cove Inn is also a popular destination for reunions and business gatherings. Go to elkcoveinn.com for reservations. That's elkcoveinn.com.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. I'm Edward Brown, along with Russell Jackman. Let's see here. Go ahead, start us off. Who's the biggest loser?
Yeah, who's the biggest loser? And I don't think it was the Patriots. Patriots at least way overshot their wad. And they were, you know, they got to a Super Bowl with a rookie quarter, or, you know, a near rookie quarterback. I mean, they have a bright future, and they'll probably be there before May's, you know, career is over. He'll probably come back to it. I mean, he had a lot of talent. What? And he was obviously uncomfortable in the spotlight, and when the pressure was on him, he didn't shine as well, at least in the first three quarters. It took him, you know, three and a half quarters for him to really, you know, look like he knew what he was doing. But no, there are bigger losers on Sunday night after the Super Bowl was over. I mean, don't you think that the Pete Carroll, like, wanted to punch a hole in the wall, you know, after watching that game? I mean, he was fired by Seattle, and then they go on and they win 14 games in the season, home field advantage, and they wind up winning the Super Bowl, and it was all without him. So that's something. How do you think DK Metcalf?
That was the whole idea, right? I mean, that's the whole frustration for him is, you know, he was.
Yeah, how do you think Geno Smith feels? How do you think Geno Smith feels?
Yeah.
You know. He was quarterback of Seattle last year, and they go and win the Super Bowl without him. And both of those guys, Pete Carroll and Geno Smith, go to the Raiders, which were nothing but a car wreck. And Pete Carroll got fired after that gig, after 1 year. And Geno Smith is not long for being a starting quarterback in this league. He's going to go back to being a backup after this year with the Raiders. The magic that he had, when I think people now see, had more to do with Seattle's magic than it had to do with Geno Smith's magic. But how do you think DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett feel? Those guys were the two big name receivers of Seattle that Seattle got rid of, and then they go to win a Super Bowl with Njigba, who makes them forget completely about, you know, Lockett.
I think he's got a lot of talent. He just has to kind of keep his mental acuity in check.
But again, he left Seattle in nothing but problems, you know. How do you think the Jets feel having drafted Sam Darnold originally, giving up on him?
They play for Minnesota.
Well, I was going to say, how do you think Minnesota feels? You know, after having Sam Darnold in their grip and they let him go and they have a lousy season, they don't make the playoffs, and Sam Darnold sails into a Super Bowl victory. How do you think us Niner fans feel? Now, I've only been to one game. I've only been to one game at Levi Stadium, and that was the only game that Sam Darnold quarterbacked for the 49ers. And we lost.
How do you think Russell Jackman feels about that?
It's I mean, at least I can say I saw a Super Bowl winning quarterback at Levi Stadium. He wasn't, but unfortunately, didn't win the Super Bowl for the 49ers. And he wasn't good enough for the 49ers as a backup. And he goes on to win the Super Bowl championship and beats us twice during the season, you know, the regular season, beats us once in the regular season and pounded us in the second game in the postseason, you know, in the you know, game number three that we had that mattered, you know, in the NFC divisional game. So, yeah, that, I mean, kudos to Seattle. They earned it. They were the best team. I thought they'd be the best team. I was rooting for New England, but only by, like, a tiny little bit. This was, like, the meter here. This is about how far it was.
Patriots is, you know, a lot of people didn't have to hate on him. Like, you know, after Brady won so many Super Bowls, just like Mahomes winning so many Super Bowls, people just kind of sort of just automatically hate them. And yet this is like a new team. So it was kind of easy not to hate the Patriots.
Yeah, and I mean, May seems like a good enough kid, and you know, they hadn't had a lot of problems. They weren't in everybody's face, but I think deep down, we all felt, a lot of us felt, that Denver probably was the better team, but without Bo Nix and that, you know, injury that he got at the last second, you know, the last couple minutes of the playoff game, probably would have been a better Denver-Seattle Super Bowl. Yeah, well, the Bills, you know, have had, now they've been bridesmaids so often that you just wonder, that team is going to probably implode.
But you know what, I think Josh Allen has, he's got what it takes. I think he does.
He does, but will he have the talent around him? I mean, you know, will guys continue to gravitate towards the Bills with a, you know, maybe we might get a championship, or are they going to want to go to Seattle where, you know, hey, they've proven. And Seattle has never really been out, even without Russell Wilson, they haven't been completely out of the spotlight. They've managed to be a decent team this whole time. They weren't, you know, they didn't go through like a 3-win season or a 6-win season like the Niners had last year, you know, to get where they are. And I mean, those fans are ecstatic, and I can't blame them for it, and I respect the game they put together. There was really no suspense in that Super Bowl.
It was one of those.
Whatsoever.
You know, it's funny because the last few Super Bowls before were fairly exciting, but this one reminded me of those boring ones that were for like year after year.
Once it was 9-0, did you think that New England was going to come back?
I mean, it just. The Seattle defense was too tough. They just kept blitzing, and unfortunately, it's funny. I wonder if you're a coach, and you're seeing that your offensive line is just not doing it. Why don't you put the second stringers in?
I think that New England should have tried to get a little bit more creative in the playbook, and you run some screens, you run some reverses, the only real effective time was when May was scrambling himself and running for yards, you know. But, you know, if that's working, May's a young guy. I would have kept trying to do some quarterback scrambling. He wasn't getting any time to throw, you know. But then you adjust and you start throwing quick passes. And you start, you know, doing screens and bubble screens and rollouts and bootlegs to the tight end and that kind of thing. And it just was no creativity. It was just hand off straight up, you know, try to throw long when it's third and five or third and seven. And Seattle was just
If you're at third and seven all the time, you know, especially if your running game is no good. I mean, defense is going to be planning for that. It's just
Seattle defense. You give that much of an advantage to the Seattle defense, then you're really going to be in tough shape.
And I'll tell you, if Walker hadn't won the MVP, Witherspoon probably would have.
Yeah, kicker. Yeah,
no, the kicker could.
But I'm pretty high.
He's either a linebacker or a cornerback. He was, you know, sacking and I don't think he had an interception, but he played a phenomenal game.
Yeah, what about the kicker who made five field goals?
Yeah, that kind of makes a little bit of a difference.
Yeah, so, you know, again, they had everything going for them. They played a perfect game as far as they're concerned. They didn't turn the ball over at all, you know, versus...
Isn't it amazing?
Yeah.
The first time that's ever happened.
Yeah.
Winning games.
Are you
ready for our first trivia question? Okay, we're starting with TV. What TV series did actor Tom Hanks co-star with Peter Scolari?
Solari.
You know the answer to this one.
Solari.
In the early 1980s. In fact, I think this is where Tom Hanks...
And you couldn't make it today.
No. You could not make this one today. And I think this is where Tom Hanks got a start, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Other than his, you know, basic, like, stand-up comedy stuff. Well, you know,
audience, stay with us. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that dial. We're going to be right back.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624, 800-620-1624, 800-620-1624, that's 800-620-1624.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. One more time, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Russell Jackman, the infamous, famous Russell Jackson, Jackman, excuse me.
Jackman, yeah, no, I...
That's right. Okay, no, first trivia question, what TV series did Tom Hanks and co-star with Peter
Scolari
in the early 1980s? What's the name of the TV show?
Bosom Buddies. Buddies. And... a show you couldn't make today because it had two guys in drag moving into a ladies-only apartment, and they had to live a double life as both girls in drag and as regular guys. And of course, the other trivia question: who was the lady that Tom Hanks was like infatuated with in the apartment complex? And yeah. I'll give you a hint. She's Mrs. Dan Aykroyd. She's been married to Dan Aykroyd for a decade.
Go ahead.
Donna Dixon.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
And she's been married to Dan Aykroyd forever.
That part I know. Wow.
So there's some reverse trivia questions.
All right. So I want to talk a little Bad Bunny here. So I was... me being conservative and all that, I was thinking, okay, what's going to happen here? Because, you know, I heard that, he kisses guys and he comes in dress and that sort of thing. And I'm thinking, okay, here we go. And I got to say, I was not completely insulted at all. Compared to other halftime shows that they've had, I actually thought it was pretty creative. You know, the color.
Yeah, I wasn't seeing Janet Jackson's breasts. But I mean,
it's going to be always, it's always been a little bit sexualized and stuff. And it's like, yeah. But I was watching it and the thing is, I was at a Super Bowl party. So they kind of turned down so we could all sort of talk. So I wouldn't have understood the words anyway. And that's the thing is, I understand the words. I don't know about those specific songs, but apparently they're a little crass. But no, I don't.
But you speak Spanish?
But someone told me that speak Spanish, that his songs in general can get pretty gnarly. But being that as it is, you know, just the fact that there's, a Latino thing, it's kind of weird. I sort of had mixed feelings about it because I was thinking, okay, this is, you know, American football and, you know, it'd be kind of nice to have. I'm not really that much into country music, but my wife said, you know, they should have had someone like Pitbull. That would have been a good choice, you know.
There's always next year.
I told her, I said, you call Roger Goodell and Jay-Z and you tell them that, you know. But I heard, and this kind of makes sense, you know how they've been playing football outside of the United States, you know, in England and all that, in Germany.
Yeah.
Mexico. It sounds like, you know, and Goodell, I mean, what is, I don't know how many millions he makes a year, 40 or 60 or a billion or whatever. It's all about the Benjamins. And so if you get people from outside the country, you know, that's where they're going to make, you know, they'll sell sweatshirts and jerseys and all that kind of stuff. I don't know how many fans who were either watching or at the show were, you know, offended or anything like that. But, you know, they talk about you should go to your base. You know, that's why Budweiser was such a disaster when they had Dylan Mulvaney, because it's like, that's not really a typical Budweiser drinker. But, you know, all kinds of different music. I mean,
but
I mean, to make that your pivotal thing versus, you know, the old Clydesdale, you know, things or you know, the horses or this one with the eagle was kind of.
I gave you eagle and the horse
cute.
Together.
It was cute.
You know,
I honestly didn't see enough commercials because, again, I was at a party.
Oh, I saw it. I don't think people really care anymore about the commercials. They want to care, but the commercials have gotten so incredibly genericized, and a lot of them are featuring products that, like, one of them was for a programming language that, like, nobody understood what that was for. You know, it was something that just, you know, was for people in the industry.
Yeah.
Why would you spend $8 million on it?
You remember when they had...
Plus, I guess,
was it Danica? No, she came later. GoDaddy. Nobody understood what they had. Beautiful women doing GoDaddy, and what is a GoDaddy? But I mean, that was actually.
Well, actually, I know what GoDaddy is because their website, way back when it first started,
and they advertised.
Yeah. Yes, I've always used them, but that's a different story. But that, yeah, I knew what GoDaddy was, but yeah. I can understand why a lot of other people didn't. I didn't understand why Danica Kirkpatrick, the race car driver, was so into the whole thing. But I guess they paid her enough money for it. So
they had, like, I guess Tom Brady and a few other famous people, and well, I don't know if they AI'd them or if they, you know, they probably have to still get their permission.
Well, that's another thing, too, is that AI is becoming so ubiquitous in these ads that I think people are kind of tuning them out, too, because they're like, you know, they see enough AI now if they're on Facebook or if they're on Instagram or if they're on Snapchat. They're seeing AI all the time. So when these advertisers crank out AI, it's, you know, the people are like, they're not blown away. It used to be that people... Yeah. Looked for the spectacle of the NFL commercial, you know, of the Super Bowl commercial, and they were mini events into themselves. I think advertisers have kind of dropped the ball there, and they've been so generic in what they've brought forward to the public on this that they, and I guess maybe part of it is that, you know, the NFL charges them so much for the spot, they don't have any money to pay for the commercial. You know, there was like one commercial a few years ago where the guys were saying all we had money for was to get the money for this ad. And now, you know, they're just standing there in a blank room with nothing else because they're like, yeah, it took us all the money that we had so we could do this one Super Bowl commercial. And we're like, yeah, but I don't remember what the product was for. I don't even know if they're still around. So that wasn't money all that well spent. You know, if you have $8 million, you might want to just put it into your company and rather than an extravagant Super Bowl commercial. And a lot of the automakers didn't have, there weren't a lot of years you have automakers and so forth, you know, have these big extravagant commercials. I think they've all, you know, dialed back on that and rather put their money somewhere else. Because $8 million, you could get a bunch of ads in a bunch of other places. And maybe the Super Bowl isn't where you... And then, you know, there's always the, you know, NBC marketing the Olympics. And that's, you know, we haven't talked about the Winter Olympics at all.
We definitely will. Yeah, that's the thing is, if it's on, let's say, NBC, they can take extra time and put in whatever they want. You know, watch this new TV show on NBC. But like a car, it's like, you know, you see one truck, you see another. You know, how many times people are going to go, oh, because I saw that truck... You know, I guess if there's maybe special financing or something, then you kind of, you know, look at it and go, okay, let's go look at a truck tomorrow. I tell you, we do have a few minutes. Let's move over to the Olympics. So, Lindsey Vonn, boy, what'd she break her leg?
Really tragic ending. It's just, talk about the agony of defeat. That's probably the largest and most stunning example of what happens when things don't go right when you ski. I mean, Lindsey, you know, is as professional as you get, and she broke her leg, what, in three places?
She'll be okay by Thursday.
Her career, it unfortunately ends in that. I mean, she's I guess she could try to, you know. Now. I know. Yeah, so this was really like, going to be her last. I mean,
it's really sad if that's like, you know, the first one.
Yeah, but I don't think she'll have the wherewithal to, you know, rehab from this terrible injury and be ready in 4 years to compete against the best in the world. And in a lot of ways, that's one thing about the Olympics. Yeah. It's really a young person's contest. Yeah, when you get 30, you know, upwards of 30, the number of Olympic athletes drops to such a small amount. I mean, you look at, you know, Michael Phelps and, like, how many medals he won. But once, you know, he, like, got into his, you know, late 20s, it was really, you know, you cannot compete with the 18 to 20-year-olds that, you know, are in prime physical condition and of, you know, practice for so many
the gymnasts
years.
Who are like 15.
Spot.
And even that.
Right. Although, I don't know if you were paying any attention to the story of Lola Brigida for Italy.
My dad used to love Gina Lola Brigida, the actress, but go ahead.
Yes, I think her name is Kara Lola Brigida. She's
we're going to cover her when we get back from our break. Okay, this one, actually, this one's an easy one. You better get this one right because it's fairly recent. It's nothing to do with some silent movie or anything. What actor plays Ken in the 2023 blockbuster movie Barbie? You did see it?
I saw that movie too.
It was kind of cute. I mean,
I'm blanking on the
whole idea of a Barbie movie, and Margot Robbie played Barbie, and she did a great, beautiful woman. Here's our second trivia question.
Yes,
what actor plays Ken in the 2023 blockbuster movie Barbie? All right, we come back, we're going to answer that question, and then we're going to talk about Lola Brigida. Lola Brigida. Okay? Don't touch that. Be right back.
At the heart of San Francisco lies the Axiom Hotel. Located in the heart of Union Square, the Axiom Hotel blends a sense of history with modern touches. Our spacious accommodations are comfortable and created with a soft ambiance. With state-of-the-art amenities such as a core fitness center and in-room espresso and coffee. Guest reviews rave about the staff, as well as how quiet the hotel is, so you can get a good night's sleep and rest up for a day of shopping at the best stores San Francisco has to offer. Just steps from the Powell Street cable car turnaround, the Axiom Hotel is ideal for exploring downtown San Francisco. Check out axiomhotel.com for our specials and vacation packages and book online today. That's axiomhotel.com or call 415-392-9466. That's 415-392-9466. The Axiom Hotel San Francisco.
Protect your home and auto by bundling them with Progressive, and you'll have a little less to worry about. But we know you'll find other things to worry about. Like that text you just got from your boss. Hey, call me when you get a sec. Hey, call me when you get a sec. Hey, call me when you get a sec. Oh, hey, call me when you get a sec. Yeah, this is bad. Oh, well, at least you protected your home and auto with Progressive, so you don't have to worry about that. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Mountain Mike's Pizza. You've heard our phrase, pizza the way it ought to be. But did you know that our famous pepperoni large pizza has over 100 pieces of pepperoni on it? Our dough and shredded cheese are made fresh daily, never frozen. Having a party? We have a great room for parties and a video arcade with tickets and prizes for kids, located at 2100 4th Street in San Rafael. You'll enjoy your pizza the way it ought to be. Call us at 415-454-4300. That's Mountain Mike's Pizza in San Rafael.
Got stuff you don't need? Turn it into cold hard cash with Cha-Ching Company. Whether it's your house, your car, or even gold collecting dust, we buy it for cash fast. No hassles, no long waits. Get a free cash offer in just 24 hours and walk away with money in your pocket. That's Cha-Ching Company, your trusted cash buyer for houses, cars, and gold. Visit CashNow2026.com. right now and get your offer today. Healthy Ranch.
Ranch?
Healthy Ranch.
Ranch?
That's right. Healthy Ranch. Saucified ranch has only 35 calories per serving. Clean ingredients you can actually pronounce. And the best part? It's packed with protein.
Best on wings, burgers, and even a good salad.
Finally. Go to sauce2026.com to try it out. They even have different flavors. That's sauce2026.com. You deserve a delicious, healthy ranch. Sauce2026.com.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Edward Brown here along with Russell Jackman. Second trivia question, what actor plays Ken in the 2023 blockbuster movie Barbie?
Yes, yeah, I saw
it. Okay, I'll give you a hint. He was also, as a young actor, in Remember the Titans. Ryan Gosling.
Is it Ryan Gosling?
Okay.
All right. Yes.
Okay, before we get back to the Olympics, we do have to do our silly jokes of the week. Oh, yeah, two of them. We have to. Absolutely. Yeah,
we have to.
The audience is clamoring for it. What do you call a boomerang that won't come back?
A stick.
Very good. That's pretty good. You got that one, okay?
Wow.
One's not a joke. It's really just awful. a silly thought. Why should you never throw Grandpa's false teeth at a vehicle?
Because you've got that boomerang.
You might dent your car. That's a silly pun of the week. Okay. All right. Let's talk a little skating in the Olympics. What?
Yes, and that is it's the Francesca Lollobrigida, and she's 35 years old, and she became the first Italian woman to win the Olympic gold medal at speed skating.
That's impressive.
The 3,000 meter speed skating. And 3,000 meters, you know, you have to think about that. That's like a little over a mile.
Oh my god, 3,000 meters. A meter is 3. So they're talking 10,000. Yeah. That's 2 miles.
Wow. So 2 miles worth of skating, speed skating, intense speed skating at age 35. And she's a mom of a small child. And it's just been a really, you know, because it's the Olympics are in Italy, she's become like a national hero for doing this. So, you know, and those are the kind of stories that I really love about the Olympics. Those are the times when, you know, people, you see the devotion and the dedication and the sacrifice and what odds it takes to just make it to the Olympics in the first place, let alone, you know, to get a gold medal and then to set an Olympic record at age 35 is not a...
Okay, yeah, all right. But also Olympic, to do it for the home team, you know, the home crowd, so to speak. Yeah, I know there's a lot of people.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, you know, that's a hurrah. I mean, hey, America's doing pretty well, but, you know, there's always, you know, Norway and Sweden and, you know, Russia. Yeah. They're the ones that, you know, Lithuania,
yes, but how's like Jamaican bobsled
and so
team?
Forth, that, you know, how get
it. Oh,
yeah, I don't think there's a Jamaican bobsled team this time around. Yes. Right. But, you know, that was back when the Olympics were not so expensive to be a part of. Now, to be part of the Olympic scene, you need tens of millions, if not like hundreds of millions of dollars. Mm-hmm. To grease the hands of the Olympic Committee, which is, I mean, if we think that like baseball or football is corrupt or evil, there's nothing more corrupt in this entire world than the International Olympic Committee. They are so bribe-filled and you know, underhanded in how they get cities to cough up their money to host the Olympics, and the shenanigans they pull, and I should only wish to be reincarnated in my next life as a member of the International Olympic Committee. I mean, the amount of whining and dining that everybody does for you to try to, you know, get you to hold the Olympics in your city, and it's not always a profitable thing. Yeah, there's a lot of cities that, you know, bankrupt themselves by putting on the Olympics. Yeah, it can really, especially because, you know, if it's in a really remote place, like where it doesn't happen so much for the Winter Olympics, because stuff is a little bit more concentrated and you don't have as many games, but the Summer Games can take up all sorts of crazy venues. And, you know, we've got L.A. coming up in 2028. So we're going to see what, you know, L.A., the original one in 84 was, I think, the last time, one of the few times the city has actually made money off of the Olympics. Yeah. So I'm going to be interested to see
since I feel sorry for you or feel bad that you know you haven't been wined and dined for the Olympic Committee, I'll take you to the I'll wine and dine you at the Waffle House. How's that?
Yeah. Well, okay, that's fine because that means you're going to have to fly me to like Florida or I mean Alabama or something.
Okay, how about
where's the Waffle House in California?
In-N-Out Burger.
They don't have much. I mean, what? Okay, that's not as extravagant a deal. But if you're paying, yeah.
I'll order a double-double because then I got to pay more for that one. You got to order a single.
There. No.
You know
fact,
what?
I'm not a big
Isn't
fan
that true?
Of
true? You know, I like their. Yeah, their fries are really bad. I mean, you got. And I'm not a big French fry fan anymore, but I used to be. And, like, you know, McDonald's has really good fries. And.
Yeah, if you're going to go and get fries, at least get them somewhere where they're, you know, they're really good. Actually, I really like the Habit Burger. And I like the, because they have onion rings there. And that to me is, that's, you want to get my attention.
They can't be
serving
too greasy,
onion
though.
Rings. That
fried is good, obviously, because they're onion rings, but they can't be too greasy. Okay.
Yes. Yeah, like the onion blossom, that's like the awesome blossom. That's too much grease. That thing is like a gallon. You can like run your car off of it. You know, it's got so much oil. It's, you know, you could just wring the thing out and not need an oil change in your
car. They don't have it.
Another tempo. Yeah, Outback Steakhouse, which there are no more any in Marin.
And I
so
never got to a Black Bear Diner in North
going Bay. Up to Runner Park.
Oh, 10 years ago, maybe?
What, did it close?
Not in Terra Linda.
No, Black Bear Diner's still open. Yeah. I went there only a couple Black months Bear. Ago.
No, you went to a different...
Yeah. Well, maybe... Yeah. I'm sure the international audience that we have is fascinated with this discussion.
Where?
So let's try to talk about...
Okay,
get it back to sports.
NBA,
we haven't talked about the NBA at all. We haven't talked about the NBA at all. We've got the All-Star game coming up. And just
that's actually pretty good.
Well, now they're doing a U.S. versus world thing, but it's like four different teams or something like that. They're not doing like one full game than, you know, other countries versus us. That's what I thought was happening. Instead, it's like, you know, France has
it's like a mini
their
Olympics
team,
in a way.
And, you know, it's like a mini Olympics thing with, you know, the U.S. having their representatives. And, you know, I mean, France is going to be awfully tough because they got Wembanyama. Yeah. And they
back
have, I think, who is the other guy? I don't think Tony Parker. There's another French guy that they got Renault, who plays for the Sacramento Kings.
He's
also
a
French player, and
the Kings.
That's a long. We're talking like 2000, 25 years ago, and unfortunately, Sacramento just set a record that they really didn't want to set. They've now lost more games in a row than they ever have in their franchise history. They've lost like 13 games in a row, which I lived in Sacramento for 8 years. And one of the things that my first memory of moving to Sacramento for law school was I watched the Kings lose 41 consecutive road games, which is still an NBA record. They lost every single road game I watched for an entire season. Every single one. They didn't win one until the next year. And that was a record for futility.
Yes, but
now they've
record
set the record for most number of losses in a row.
You can't break it.
Yeah, well, they hope that's one. Not this year. Let's put it this way. It won't be broken this year. But there's always next year. So poor Kings fans. They suffered so much for a team. And they've been really loyal fans. But I'm wondering, like, how much longer people are going to be able to withstand all this losing. Even, you know, I mean, everything has a shelf life. And when you keep losing forever, you know, although I could talk to Jets fans about this.
To played for him.
Find out what they have to say about
the New York
being Celtics. A Jets fan. Wow. Yeah, no, I was thinking, you know, Curtis Martin maybe was the last, like, great player they had for the Jets. You know, I mean, they had, you know, Aaron Rodgers there, but he was a shell of himself. And since then, they've been a living disaster, you know, every time that they suit up. And this year was no exception. You know what JET stands for, right?
Exit tomorrow, Saturday. No, go ahead. Just something, though.
Oh, you got this one right, though. Just end the season.
Oh, man, you got to feel sorry for them. That's tough.
Well, Sam Darnold doesn't. But, yeah, no, the people in New York do. Although, what are they going to do, be a Giants fan? They were just as bad as the Jets
this year. You got your Bills.
There's no real, appeasing.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, and I think that's where most of New York put its faith into it.
Yeah.
It still didn't help out. But the NBA, it still looks like it's going to be Oklahoma City and then everybody else. You know, I think San Antonio might put up a really good fight in the playoffs against Oklahoma City. San Antonio, I mean, Wembanyama is probably going to get a title somewhere down the line. It might not be with San Antonio, but he's going to, if he like goes to LA, for instance, what a gag that'll be. But I mean, like think about like him plus Luka Doncic together, or they're saying San Antonio is going to try to get Giannis
injuries, but,
in the off season.
Yeah.
You know,
okay.
Yeah, but if Giannis thinks he has one more title in him, wouldn't you think that, you know, you'd have a better chance in San Antonio with Webb than you would if you were, like, trying to make
Robinson
things work?
Okay, let's go to our third trivia question here. Before embarking on a solo career, Beyonce was part of what R&B group? Okay, wow. Are we going to go 3 for 3?
Okay.
Okay, that's good. All right, audience, stay with us. Sports Econ 101 will be right back with some closing comments and our thoughts for the day. Don't touch that dial.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
Last time for today, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Russell Jackman. Okay, our third trivia question, this is going to be it. See if Russell can go 3 for 3 before embarking on a solo career. Beyonce was part of what R&B group? Yes. The man back
Destiny's
for
Girl?
Today.
Wow. Nice.
Okay.
All right.
My friends, or
finally,
no, no, no. We're going to have to
get back
to the 1970s
question.
And see if you, you know.
You know what? I have a greater chance of being able to answer that than I do about a question about Friends TV show.
Remember him?
Baseball from the, prehistoric sports. Like if you wanted to talk about, you know, cavemen.
Here is our thoughts today, your favorite part of the show. And you're like this one because it has to do with computers. So the internet connection at my farm is sketchy. So I moved my modem into the barn. And now I have stable Wi-Fi. You can use that because you're the computer guru. I give you permission because I stole it myself. So you may steal it from me. And did you hear about the restaurant on the moon? Great food, but no atmosphere. All the green cheese.
That's
not bad, is it? Great food, no atmosphere. Don't steal that one.
I like my green cheese too.
You're going to use the green cheese. Who wants green cheese?
No, I'm going to use
audience,
the green cheese too.
Tune in next week to Sports Econ 101. We're going to see if Russell can go 3 for 3 again. I don't know. I might have to ask some a little bit harder questions. We're going to be discussing sports topics from a business perspective and asking more trivia questions. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm your host, Edward Brown. We'll see you next week.
Adios.
Go on.